For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle watches, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In a playoff series that has been wild already, if you throw in the concurrent playoff series with the Avalanche, I cannot remember too many times, specifically being concurrent, which is rare anyway, where we've had so many really stunning outcomes. And what do I mean by that? Game 2 and Game 3 of the Nuggets-Timberwolves, stunning outcomes.
Right.
Last night, stunning outcome. Avalanche series. I think it's fair to say that Game 4 was a stunning development, which turned into a stunning outcome, specifically in the first period when Nichushkin was ruled out and then the Avalanche looked like they didn't want to be there. And then you can make a case sort of stunning. Game 5 was sort of stunning.
Now we're in a situation where you're lamenting one of our teams being in a Game 7 and hoping for the other one to reach it.
Right.
Which is interesting in and of itself. I am trying to think of a time last night that was more of a waste of time, energy, and interest than that game last night.
Yep.
And then I thought to myself, the only people that maybe thought this more was obviously the Nuggets themselves. What a waste of time. That's what it felt like. It felt like this was a team that was more than content with having a Game 7 on their home floor. And you know what? Peace out. We're pretty much done.
I don't know if I necessarily felt exactly that way, that they were at peace with a Game 7.
Well, not at peace, but I mean, you know, I think that they were pretty resigned to it by the time the first quarter was done.
There are lots of stunning stats in sports, right? Lots of them.
Yep.
Okay. The Nuggets were down by 30 in the fourth quarter when Michael Malone emptied his bench. But this is something that you got to look at it and say, that can't be true. And then you look at it again, you're like, well, that can't be true. And then that keeps going over and over again in your head. The Timberwolves went on three separate runs. Three of them. Including one of those runs with their bench players. And they outscored the Nuggets in three separate runs, 57 to nothing. Now think about that. They won a 20 to zip run.
Yeah, on the way to a 27 to 2 run.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but it was a 20 to nothing run at one point.
They went on a 24 to 0 run, and they went on a 13 to 0 run. Adding it all up, they scored in three separate runs, 57 consecutive points.
You know, it's the type of game, and this will be the spin. The spin will be, you wash it away. Well, okay, for the Nuggets, but what does Minnesota gain from a game like that?
Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Because when you win a game in desperation like that, in that fashion, don't tell me there aren't residuals with confidence. You just imposed your will on a team that had beaten you pretty, not embarrassingly, but pretty steadily for three straight games.
Be careful the road you're walking down, because what you are saying on its face is 100% accurate, yet 100% wrong. Want me to give you my answer to that?
Well, yeah, I'm curious. Curious how you're going to roll with that.
Game two to game three. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Game two, absolute bludgeoning.
Yep.
And then what happened in the next game?
Do you think they learned anything from game two to game three?
No.
Do you think the Timberwolves may have learned something from game two to game three?
Well, you know,
by the way, that was after a win. This is after getting your ass kicked three times.
Wait, it's a different
situation.
The Nuggets got curb stomped in game two.
Yep.
Right. And then they came back and returned the favor handsomely.
Oh, it could very easily. It could very easily happen. It's not out of the realm, especially in this series.
But I'll tell you what the built-in excuses are. The built-in excuse for Minnesota was, and Anthony Edwards said it, well, the time off probably had a lot to do with it, and we were just overcome. Well, that's what they said.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what they said.
Here's the deal. He wondered about it. He didn't say it quite that way, but that's fine. Here's the thing. You never let a team up off the mat, especially one that's already beaten you twice at home in this series. You let a team up off the mat. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Would you call this a bad game for the Nuggets, or Minnesota was great?
Both. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, one led to the other. Nuggets opened on a 9-2 run, and then Minnesota just flipped the switch, and the Nuggets were not in a position. They just couldn't defend themselves, or the Timberwolves, for that matter. So it was, I think it was the best of the Timberwolves to the worst of the Nuggets. Does it carry over from one game to the other? Of course not. We've already seen that in this series.
Right.
However, would you rather be Minnesota rolling in off a game like that for a game seven? I'm not talking about it hurting the Nuggets as much as it might be. A little wind in the sails of the Timberwolves, if you believe in that stuff.
Believe it or not, I can argue both sides. I would rather be the Nuggets, and here's the reason why. All you had to do now, what I'm about to say doesn't mean this is going to translate into the next game,
sure,
which is Sunday. I believe Nikola Jokic stood on the baseline for nearly the entire fourth quarter watching.
He did.
He didn't sit.
Nope.
He just stood there and absorbed the body blow of
the incredible embarrassment of losing in the way that they did.
Right.
Let's call it what it is.
When you are that humiliated, now we find out what truly is the heart of a champion. I would rather go in pissed than confident to overconfident. Because honestly, all the Nuggets have to do is look back a few games and see how they bounce back between games two and game three. That's all they have to do. Now, did the Timberwolves make some slight adjustments? Yeah, Gobert didn't spend the majority of his time on Jokic.
Yeah.
How is Malone going to react to that? But when I said to you, did the Nuggets lose this game or did Minnesota win it? The Nuggets missed so many open shots It was that to me is what was hard to watch. It was one brick after the next from 3-point range, and yet they kept going to it. What Minnesota did well was they clogged up the paint. So they really kind of forced the Nuggets to hit outside shots. And also, I think there is a mentality. When you feel kind of beaten, when you feel it really isn't your night, you really don't want to take that type of punishment going to the hole. So it's a lot easier just to take those open shots if you're not playing physical.
Well, the Nuggets had been hitting these shots. I mean, that's part and parcel of the three-game win streak.
They're hitting
54% of their shots collectively,
and
42% plus from three-point range.
When they were up 9-2, I think almost every bucket, or most of those buckets,
was all in transition.
Right, yeah. in the lane,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they started firing threes, and then, you know, Minnesota started doing its thing. You can tell a team is not aggressive when it starts firing threes. They just don't want to get hit going to the hoop.
Yeah.
They don't want to be aggressive. They're not going to go to the line. Defensively, the Nuggets weren't particularly good.
No.
And I get that. But when you miss 60 shots in a game, let me repeat that. They missed 60 shots in the game. 60. On threes, they were 7 of 36 in this game. There were times, and I told you, I'm not someone who yells at a TV, and I wasn't yelling at a TV. I'm sorry, as much as I like Jamal Murray, I don't give a crap if you're a shooter and you need to shoot your way out of it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Give it to somebody else. I don't care if they're missing. I really don't. I don't care if you're a shooter and you want to shoot your way out of it. It doesn't matter to me that your teammates are saying, shoot your way out of it. I understand what happened in the Lakers series. But it's hitting a point where you just don't have it tonight. Give it to somebody else. And it was honestly kind of getting under my skin. Jamal,
obviously,
stop it. Stop shooting. You're missing from everywhere. And you're playing one-on-one basketball. You're playing the pick-and-roll game with Jokic. And instead of picking and then rolling back to Jokic or wherever it works, you kept holding the ball and going into triple coverage and firing off off-balance shots. Nobody was hitting anything. The bench was horrendous. It was a terrible game. My question for you is after the break, if you're Michael Malone, do you burn the tape or do you force him to watch it? That's next. You're the flash of light on a burial shroud. I know something's wrong.
But everyone I know has got a reason. Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
better come in.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, it's going to be gorgeous this weekend. Highly recommend if you're looking for a new ride, head on up to Broomfield, Silterhar Mazda. Go for a test drive. When it comes to Mazdas, they really do check the box for everything that you're looking for in a automobile. Okay, but what do you want? You want affordability? Check. Reliability? Check. Fuel economy? Check. They got it all. Luxury, durability, they've got that too. They have a state-of-the-art showroom. Go see that. You'll get 0.9% financing on many of their models. Go for a test drive this weekend in Broomfield or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
What I'm about to say is clearly not an original thought when a team gets its doors blown off like 45 points. So with that, if you're Michael Malone, do you burn the tape or do you show it to him heading into Game 7?
If there's a particular thing in a matchup that he needs to adjust, you probably make clips of it and make sure that guys see it. But I'm not sure what you gain from a total viewing of this. I mean, everybody knows the deal or the lack of the deal from Game 6. I don't think you belabor the point in a game like that. If you're not far enough along in the process of knowing what you have to come with, and you can make the argument you should have last night, then really what are we talking about? So we'll see how it rolls out. This has been a weird series. It's been a series of wildly swinging fortunes and different ends of the spectrum. In that, it's been odd and very unique. I'm trying to think of a series, really in any sport, that has swung quite as wildly to the right and the left as this one has.
We talked about going into this series, these two teams are evenly matched. Then how do you explain each team blowing out the other team twice by 15 points or more?
Well, let me answer that with another question. Then who's better?
I know.
Because
it depends on the night.
I mean, right? I mean,
any given day that ends in the letter Y.
Yeah, it's just this. It's not going to surprise me if Minnesota wins this Game 7. It's not.
Is this the championship game, really? Because that's how I kind of looked at this series.
I kind of feel that way. I do. I certainly like the winner of this Game 7 to finish out the West. And then it becomes a question of the Celtics, and because I think the Celtics would beat the Knicks. I certainly think they'd beat the Pacers.
If the Celtics don't have Porzingis, the edge is to the winner coming out of the West.
I would agree, yeah.
By the way, I want to go back to the burn the tape or watch the tape.
Sure, go ahead.
I agree with you. You have to show certain matchups and what you want to change.
Yeah, the individual small things that you can make someone say, oh, okay.
But this is what I would do. I would do a mashup of every single time the Nuggets did not show the effort to grab a rebound. They got out rebounded 62-43.
Yeah, that was just 62
rebounds.
Yeah,
that's like one game for Wilt Chamberlain. But I digress.
Wow.
62 rebounds. Okay. I
thought you were going to say that it's one night for Wilt Chamberlain.
That's scoring off the court. Two totally different things.
Alrighty.
With that, I would show a mashup of every single time a Nuggets player did not put together the effort to get a rebound in which Minnesota did and come up with the same line. who played like a champion on this play? Who played like a champion on this play? Who played like a champion on this play? Do champions play like this? And beat them down. And basically say, they played like the champs. We are the champs. They played like the champs. Is this what we want this to look like on Sunday?
I'm guessing it's that message.
It's an effort thing.
I'm guessing that message, maybe not in that exact verbiage, but that message is probably the strongest message to be forced.
At the end of the day, teams are entitled to bad shooting nights.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's exactly what happened. So if the question, did Minnesota win it? Did the Nuggets lose it? Minnesota won the game.
Sure.
Give them all the credit.
Give it where it's due.
But the Nuggets were missing tons of open shots. But then again, Minnesota in some ways was giving them those open shots because they were not being aggressive towards the hole. And when a Nuggets player decided to go one-on-one in the hole and back somebody down, they were backing down basically three guys. They were almost daring the Nuggets to shoot threes. And the Nuggets bit. And they lost by hitting 7 of 36.
Yeah. Right? I mean, so, you know, let's show up Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, whenever the NBA schedules this game, and see what rolls.
Do you get any more granted, there's motivation for both teams in game 7.
I mean, God. Yeah, okay. Right.
But is there more motivation for the Nuggets after they literally got pantsed at center court on national television?
I don't know.
Is there a humiliation factor?
Well, if there is, and you believe that it carries some weight, then yeah, the Nuggets should have quite an advantage. I don't tend to believe that. I think this is two teams fighting absolutely tooth and nail Sunday for the same thing, getting to the Western Finals. I think it's going to be a knockdown dragout. I think you're going to see immense physicality from both teams. And I think that we are going to be rewarded for sitting through some crap basketball in this series.
There have been 4 blowouts in this series, 2 by each team. If I gave you $100 to spend that either A, you bet $100, you can double it. Now you have $200. That the winning team will win by 6 points or less, or you bet $100 and the winning team will win by 15 points or more, but you get $1,000. Which bet are you taking? You get $1,000, 10-1 odds. It's going to be 15 points or more for the winner, or it's going to be 2-1 odds on a game that's going to be close. Looking at the history of this series,
I'll take the history out and just say that it'll be this will be a close game. That's where I'm going. I think it's within the 6-point range. What are the Nuggets? 4.5 point favorites?
I can tell you right now, Vegas has been so off.
Yeah.
that they should just say, you know what, bet however you want to.
Yeah, I'd say the numbers within 6-7 points, something like that. Yeah.
I would take the 2-1 odds also. It's game 7. I think it's going to be close.
I mean, and that's conventional wisdom. I'm with you, Alex. That's where I'm at. Conventional wisdom. I do think these teams are fairly close.
They are.
Even though they haven't played a lot of close games, the series is very close.
2 games have been decided by 10 points or less. 4 have been decided by 15 points or more. But 15 is the low water.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about 20, 25, 45.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, like I said, this has been remarkably atypical, maybe totally unique in playoff history. I mean, you don't have, think about the baseline of this thing. Minnesota coming in and winning the first 2 on the road against the defending champs. Then the Nuggets returning the favor. That alone makes it remarkably unique. Then you throw in the way that these games have played out, makes it like head shaking. I wasn't even, you know, the thing that bugs me the most about last night, I wasn't even that surprised. I was surprised by being down 50. Don't get me wrong.
No, 50.
Yeah.
Think about what you just said.
I just said 50 or 50. But here's the deal.
Oh, you're so hip as a 65-year-old white man.
Yeah, you don't mess with me.
Yeah, 50.
50. But you know what? I was sitting there
thinking. Cue the music for the break.
Go ahead, Alex. I was sitting there thinking, San Antonio. This team has shown us this.
That wasn't a San Antonio effort.
Don't compare apples to apples. What I'm saying is it's a team that loses its concentration.
Right.
It's a team that sometimes just can't quite finish what they started. Right. They've been that kind of team. I'm not lamenting going to Minnesota and losing. You knew the Timberwolves were going to play with their hair on fire. We're lamenting the way they lost.
You know what the biggest problem for the Nuggets are? And Michael Malone?
Hmm.
No one in the national media is saying Minnesota will win this series. And now Malone will not have a bunch of cut-ups to show them before the game.
Yeah, well.
That means a lot.
We're past that point.
No. Well, you know what? We are past that, but they clearly are not.
Then good luck. I hope you find it. Get the rerun reel. Throw it out there. I mean, you know, it's applicable. I mean, everything last night works retroactively to what they were saying 4 days ago.
Everything that I'm saying about outside motivation is 100% spot on, because that's all we heard in the playoffs last year. That's all Michael Malone brought up. And then finally, when he had his opportunity to play the underdog role and everybody hates us and nobody likes us, he used that card. And what did they do? They dominated game three. He doesn't have that tape anymore. That game's over.
No, the tape he has is of them doing it.
Meaning what?
Meaning, if you're going to show tape of games, what was it, games 4 and 5.
But the national media mashup
doesn't matter now.
Worked for three games.
Ow.
It clearly, okay.
You give that way too much credit, in my opinion. We disagree on that. I do think it can be a factor. Come on. These guys are pros, for Christ's sake.
You're the one who came out and said about last night's game that they didn't have the motivation, that they go up and down, that they're a yo-yo team.
I didn't say they didn't have the motivation. You better have motivation in a closeout game.
Did they? Well, it was a closeout game.
I know. I mean,
and did they look like they had the motivation? Did they look like a team?
Well, they played
that was okay with.
Well, they had
game seven.
Do you honestly think that for a game seven, they need motivation?
No. I'm not saying.
Game six, they need a motivation?
I'm not saying they need it. I'm saying, did they look like a team yesterday with a killer instinct that wanted to put their foot on the throats of Minnesota and close
up? I mean, the answer to that is an obviously no.
Do
they need Shaq dissing them to get there? Are they that weak?
Sadly, in some ways, I think they do. I think they do because the history proves it out.
Okay.
That the run last year in which they were the best team was fueled by
us versus them.
Yes.
I agree.
And this year, how did they play against the Lakers? Everybody thought they were going to win that series. They didn't play particularly well. First two games, we all thought this series was over. And then the big bad national media and the local media said, these guys are cooked. And suddenly, we had a brand new basketball team for three games. And then when they were on the verge of closing out in Minnesota last night, and everybody was saying, the Nuggets look unbeatable, and Jokic is drowning in flowers for how well he played, the Nuggets played one of their worst games in franchise history. And that is saying something, considering they've had some really bad teams. How many of those teams have been down by 50 in a game outside of the Doug Moe teams that didn't play a lot of defense.
All that will be forgotten with a win on Sunday.
I agree. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about the Avalanche. Cale Makar said something very interesting about why they won Game 5. And I'm thinking, okay, I can see why you won the game by what you are saying, but isn't that the mentality of this team anyway? And it has always been the mentality of this team, and you suddenly found something that you already had. It didn't make a lot of sense to me with what Cale said.
Okay.
That's next.
Watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few, but now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the letter saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Avalanche, Dallas, Game 6 tonight. This is what Cale Makar said about why the Avalanche won Game 5. Just having that different mentality, an attack mentality, and not trying to back down or trying to look for the perfect play. What were your thoughts when you read that?
Yeah, and Jared Bednar said very much the same thing. It was interesting. The blinders are off when you're in a desperation mode. I don't know why that's even an issue. Although, really, when you think about the Avs, what is one of our themes throughout the year is you're trying to be too perfect. Play the damn game. Just let it loose. Do what you do.
Well, I agree with half of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
This is an attack offense. It's an attack style offense. That's why they pinch in defensemen.
But it's a puck control offense.
It is. And to your point, to Bednar's point, to Makar's point, sometimes they get too cute with their passing.
Yes.
They want the perfect pass for the perfect goal.
How many
and
times?
And sometimes, and there's so many cliches in hockey. And here is another one. You can't put a shot in goal if you don't put a shot on goal.
That is a good saying. Hockey's good for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But how many times do you, and we watch, obviously, the Avs a lot, how many times do you find yourself saying, shoot it?
Right.
Just shoot it. And
The problem is, though, with the way the Stars play them defensively, the Stars' defense pushes the Avs' offense so far out on the perimeter, you're shooting something that you know 80% of the time is going to be a block shot. So, yes, I agree. You got to stop being so cute. However, this team during the regular season is sometimes too cute when they're down closer to the net. In this case, during this series, they haven't been deep in where they can even take that cute type of pass. So when you're in deep, yes, then shoot it, because honestly, you're not getting a lot of those opportunities. And let's look at what happened in the last game. Their goals came being close to the net, and then they did put it on net. So I think it's really a combination of both.
The Stars have scored first in all five games of this series, which has allowed them to be chased. And I'm driving this, reading transcripts and listening to sound, and then trying to reckon it with my own recollection of the game. And I've always felt like the Avs have been kind of being just playing from behind has not allowed them to play creatively. How much of a different, and what we saw early in a 2-2 game in the third period in game five kind of freed them a little bit. Because they scored within, what, the first minute of the third period?
I'll tell you one thing that stuck out to me.
Okay.
And I don't know why I had this thought in my head. But when Lehkonen scored that goal with 1 second to go in the period.
Yeah, and at the end of the first, right?
Okay.
Right?
I went all the way back to 1980, the U.S. Olympic men's team that played the Soviet Union, in which the U.S. scored a goal right before the end of the period and then went on to win that game. And I thought to myself, I think this might happen again. Razor thin margin, 1 second to go. That to me was a good omen. Because that's exactly what happened against the Soviets.
And it was an even better omen being 2-2 at the end of two.
Right.
They were clearly in that game at 2-2, and then they get the go-ahead goal. So this is the first time in regulation that they had led, and I felt like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I could very easily be wrong, I felt like that lifted, not a burden, but it allowed them to play freer. Maybe it was the desperation, because all of them talked to some degree about playing desperately. And I certainly get that. But
I think that when you are down in a hockey game like the Avs have been, a very good defensive team is going to sit back defensively.
Because they're patient.
Correct. And they have a lot of young players. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of older players, too, talking about the Stars.
Yeah.
But they play really well together as a unit, whoever is on the ice together. When you have a lead, if the Avalanche have the lead, I think they have a tremendous advantage.
Okay, good. That's where I'm at.
But here's the reason why. Because when you have a lead and goals are hard to come by in the NHL, you force teams to be more aggressive offensively, pinch in, their defensemen a little bit more because they're behind and they're desperate to score a goal. So what happens when you pinch in your defensemen more? You get more odd man breaks the other way.
Right.
You just do. And that's where the Avalanche thrive with their speed. But because they have been playing from behind, it's allowed Dallas to sit back and be comfortable
right.
in the defensive zone.
There you go.
And then what happened? How many times have, who has had more breakouts in this series? The Stars or the Avs?
Stars.
Because they have been playing with the lead.
Right.
And the Avs have been more desperate, pinching up their defensemen. And before you know it, you have guys going the other way in odd man rushes.
Yeah.
So if the Avs can flip that around, take a lead, then the Stars have to be more aggressive. And then you get the odd man rushes going the other way for the Avs, in which then you can be a little cuter with your passing on a 2-on-1 and try and get one by Ottinger.
So when it starts tonight, instead of wading into it, feathering yourself into the start of this game, don't the Avs have got it? Don't they have to come flying out of the gate?
I think, or
am I wrong?
I think that's too simplistic.
Okay.
Because they can come flying out of the gate, but
and leave their back end open, right?
Right.
Right.
But if they come flying out of the gate, that's great that they're playing aggressive and their forecheck is aggressive. The question is, how is Dallas playing defensively? Are they still pushing those defensemen, and are those defensemen being contested at the blue line? Because that's what the Stars are doing. They're contesting the Avs defensemen at the blue line, and they're forcing them to either lose the puck, turn over the puck, or keep cycling it on the... They're not getting deep at all. When they get deep, yes, they have to be creative and not be as cute with their passing, but they're not getting a lot of those opportunities. That's the problem.
Well, that's where we are.
And they have to take advantage of it when they're on the power play.
Yes.
Things, when you look at, I think, all of their goals... Two of them came on the power play, and the others came when they were deep.
Yeah.
One of them came on a 2-on-1, right?
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, what was the score at the time? 4-3? Something like that? They had a one-goal lead?
When McKinnon scored, it was 4-3.
Yeah, it was 4-3 when
McKinnon scored on the wrist shot.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, why? You can make the case. Why was it an on-man rush? Who was down in the game? Who had to be more aggressive offensively?
And then
it was Dallas.
And he had a slot in front of the net.
That's right.
So he had good vision on his shot.
So if the Avs play with the lead, you have more odd man rushes the other way because Dallas needed to score because it was late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that mistake was made. The Avalanche capitalized.
Yeah.
But the Makar goal, he was near the blue line. He wasn't at the blue line, but because he's such a great skater, he wove his way through that defense and got close enough. Soft goal given up by Ottinger.
Yeah, 5-hole.
But he got close enough. If he would have taken that shot where he was originally positioned, there's no way he would have scored that goal. But he got deeper. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, was arrested this morning trying to drive into the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club. We'll discuss this wild incident next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, vintage lawn, art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS with people doing their planting and things like that.
Have you done any?
No, because I don't have a lawn. Either do you. But I planted
plants last weekend.
Oh, good for you.
I like it.
I love doing the lawn. When I had one, I loved doing the lawn.
There's something therapeutic about it, isn't it?
It also explains a lot about my first marriage, too, being outside and alone. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Black Hawk.
Like Fred Flintstone. Banging on the door.
It might have been good for her, too. You never know.
Just sure in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, crazy story this morning. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler was arrested by Louisville Metro Police this morning. After trying to drive into the entrance of Valhalla Golf Club. Traffic outside the golf course had been stopped after a man was struck and killed by a shuttle bus. According to Jeff Darlington, who witnessed the incident, Scheffler was trying to drive around the crash scene on a median, and then a police officer instructed him to stop, but Scheffler continued to drive about 10 to 20 yards towards the entrance. He faces charges of second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving and disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. He's scheduled to tee off in about 15 minutes. What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, a person died, for God's sakes, and you have law enforcement doing their due diligence and doing their job. And it sounds like there was a little knuckleheadedness involved here that ended up getting out of control. I'm sure it'll all play out in the legal system, but he's facing some charges.
Yeah.
I mean, he's facing some charges here. Well, so
what he did was clearly wrong, but I can understand his mindset
at the
moment.
I could too.
Because professional athlete, I'm not excusing what he did, professional athletes, they have a routine, especially for a major. They want to be on the course at this time. They want to be putting at this time. They want to be chipping at this time. They want to be on the range at this time. They want to be in the locker room at this time. And that was throwing off his schedule.
Totally.
That was his mindset. I need to get into my routine and my rhythm. That accident obviously threw him off.
Right.
By the way, I appreciate the effort. You got it halfway there, Alex. Pronounce the name of the town again.
Louisville.
Well done. I thought you said Louisville.
No, Louisville.
Louisville.
And by the
Louisville
way,
Slugger.
Did Louisville.
You, who is, does ESPN have it? Is that where I was
watching? Yeah, Jeff Darlington. Apparently, yeah. Scheffler even asked Jeff Darlington, can you help, before he was put in the police car.
I did, yeah. I saw that. But to the whole thing of pronouncing Louisville, they did a segment on it asking guys in the field to pronounce the name of the city that they were playing in. It was actually fairly funny.
Yeah.
I caught a little bit yesterday and got a chuckle out of it.
By the way, I believe it's on tape from Jeff Darlington. By the way, nice job of crossing over from the NFL to golf. That's pretty good. But with that,
yeah,
it was interesting. The officer, I believe it was on tape, said to Darlington, who is that? And he said, Scottie Scheffler.
Right. And he said, but he's going to jail.
That's right.
And that's where
he
went.
And he should have gone to jail.
Absolutely.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You want to redesign your entire kitchen. They really do have a staff dedicated to helping you do that at a big box store. It's not a knock on them. That's not what they're, you know, trained to do. They're trained to say, well, this Sub-Zero freezer can do this for you, not redesigning an entire kitchen. That's the type of customer service you get at Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, not Louisville, Louisville, Littleton, and Denver.
How odd that we have a comparison right in the next segment.
Yeah, it's Louisville.
Yeah.
Why isn't it Louisville?
Why is it Louisville?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to be different out here.
I don't know. Or is there someone named Lewis that helped settle it? Inquiring minds want to know.
You ever notice when you go further east, there are a lot of Vills and Bergs?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Louisville.
Yeah.
There's a lot of small towns.
Gettysburg.
Well done.
I mean, a lot of Bergs.
Your historical knowledge of anything east of the Mississippi is spot on.
Well, thank you. It's also the most hair-raising place I've ever been to in my life.
Louisville?
Gettysburg. It is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it's...
Why, were you carrying a musket back
no,
then?
No, I wasn't, but man, you feel it. You feel it. Oh, my God. You feel it.
Yep. Coming up after the break, there will be a Game 7 after an absolute beatdown, shellacking, and one of the most embarrassing performances by a defending champ in NBA history. That's next. I'm not as ugly, sad as you.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.